It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 6th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is deep six, spelled as two hyphenated words. Deep six is a verb that means to get rid of, to discard, or eliminate. In slang usage, it means to throw overboard. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Los Angeles Times by Evan Halper. The movement impressed the Clinton White House, which began drafting an executive order mandating plain language in government, until an administration attorney deep-sixed the idea because he did not find the mission suitably magisterial. Before the introduction of shipboard sonar, water depth was measured by hand with a sounding line. This was generally a rope weighted at one end with bits of leather called marks tied on at intervals to measure the fathoms. Between the marks, fathoms were estimated by deeps. The leadsman lowered the line into the water and called out the depth as the rope passed through his hands. By the mark twain at 2 fathoms, by the deep six at 6 fathoms. Perhaps due to an association with 6 feet under, meaning dead and buried, to give something the deep six, or to deep six it, was to throw it overboard, or by extension, to discard it. In the mid-20th century, deep six made landfall. Since then, it has been used as much by landlubbers as by old salts. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.